So we're discussing the inyan of Kriyas Halal Pesach. So the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Amud Beis and Megillah tells us the whole list of mitzvahs that are bayom that can be done all day, and mitzvah b'layla can be done kol halayla. So the Rashash asks a very basic question. He asks, what about Halal b'Lel Seder? The Mishnah mentions Kriyas Halal is bayom, but what about Kriyas Halal b'layla? That Leil Pesach, that's nighttime. That was completely missed from the Mishnah. How are you going to explain that that omission? So the Meiri answers that when it comes to Halal B'Leil Seder, it's not a concern because he holds that Leil Pesach ain't chova. There is no requirement to say Halal at the Seder. Now we're talking about the Halal that's said at the Seder. There is another Halal we mentioned in Shul. Some Shuls have the minhag of saying Halal after davening. We're not talking about that Halal. We're talking about the Halal that we say throughout the Seder. So that the Beis HaBechira, the Meiri writes, since that Halal is not a Chova, it's maybe a minhag at best according to him, and we mention Agav Grara Shel Haggadah, since we're mentioning the Haggadah, it sounds like a very nice thing to say Halal as well. Nothing wrong with it. We say Psukei Dezimra. We say all types of tefillahs during Leil Seder, but there is no requirement for that. So therefore, it's not a. It wasn't on the list. It wasn't on the radar in the mission. That very much answers that question. The Rima Gash says a similar idea here. He says as well that there's no mitzvah. He doesn't say it's a chova, but there's no mitzvah of saying Halal at Leil Seder. And the only reason why we do say Halal at all at the Seder is because it's Kein Simchas Bailim Hi Unisina Shevach Vo'Oda Lefnei Makom Vein Makom Lebracha. It's just a way of partying and celebrating the Geula from Mitzrayim, a way of praising and thanking Hashem. But again, there is no mitzvah, there's no chova, and that's why this was left off the list. But there is a whole other mahalach here as to why the Halal was left off the list. And that's a whole new approach to the nature of Halal Leil Seder. There's a lot to talk about. I only mentioned a few of the different ideas of how Halal at the Seder is unique, but there are many, many nafkah minas. If you really want to look into it further, the Mishas Yavetz, Rav Zhulti has a whole discussion on this topic of many nafkah minas, how Halal Leil Pesach is very unique. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this topic. And the basic idea is, what Rav Soloveitchik, the way he formulated this was that Halal normally is supposed to be a... it's more of a takana. Chacham said there's a takana to say Halel on 18 times during the year. Chutzlar is 21 times during the year. I think I mentioned this in the past, that there was once when I was applying to the Kol Elyon, so the way it works to get to why is Kol Elyon, you have to have a faher from Rav Shechter, Rav Willig, Rabbi Charlap, Rav Rodenzweig, Rabbi Bleich, and one other, I don't remember. And they can ask you anything that they want, any topic. So usually, most Rosh Hashiva ask you on topic of you're learning Maseches Kedushin, they ask you a topic of Maseches Kedushin. Rav Shechter will ask you about anything that's on his mind, from the easier stuff to the harder stuff, because in his mind, everything's really all the same. So my year I applied, there was one individual who went to the Get the Feher from Rav Shechter, and Rav Shechter asked him, when do we say Halal during the year? When do you say a full Halal during the year? I must have mentioned this in the past. No, maybe not. So anyways, there. So he started to calculate. He said, okay, well, there's 8 days of Sukkot, and there are 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16, and the first day of Pesach, that's 17. And he knew there were 18, but he didn't remember the 18th, and he's thinking and thinking. He made this trick question. Rav Shechter said, there's one more you're missing. He thought maybe it was a trick question, so he said, Yom Ha'atzmut. And obviously, that was not the correct answer. The answer is the Shavuos. He forgot Shavuos for some reason. He did not get into the Kol Elyon that year. So we have 18 times a year in Eretz Yisrael, where we say Halal, there's 21 times in Chutz La'aretz because we have 2 days of Yom Tov, an extra day in Sukkot, extra day Shavuos, an extra day of Pesach. That's 21. So that when they said to say Halal, that's a takana of a Kriyas Halal. But Leil Pesach, based on a lot of the things we're about to see, the way Rav Soloveitchik phrased it was a spontaneous Halal. That there's some type of Halal that we say as a reaction to an experience that you're going through. And normally on a Halal Chanukah, we're just saying Halal because that's what the Chacham told us to do. It's a way of celebrating. But when you experience, if a person goes through a certain nace, now you have to know what's considered a nace. But if you go through a nace, the entire Tzibur experiences, so that's a Halal, a spontaneous Halal, a reaction to the great joy that you're feeling. So that's this special challah that exists on Leil Seder, a spontaneous challah that you are overcome with excitement because it's Ki'ilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, as we'll see from the Rambam. We're supposed to re-experience as if we are right now going through that same geula, in which case the challah is a different type of challah, and there are a lot of nafkaminas which are going to explain this. So let's first discuss whether or not halal in general is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah midrabanan. So the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, he was one of the first ones to put together a list of 613 mitzvahs. Right, the Gemara, there's only one Gemara, there are actually two Gemaras that say there are 613 mitzvahs. So one of the Gemaras appears in Maseches Makos. Those who did Daf Yomi recently says there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. But nowhere in the Gemara does it tell us which of the 613 mitzvahs. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos put together a list of 613 mitzvahs. On that list, he included Mikra Megillah and Neres Chanukah and a few other mitzvahs derabanan. Now the Rambam wasn't very happy with that. So the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvos, he lists a number of the guidelines that he uses to how he created his own 613 mitzvahs. And the first shorish, the first principle he lays down is we do not count mitzvos midrabban. We only count mitzvos deraisa. So in doing that, he says, Halel, how could the Bahag count the mitzvah of Halel if it's only a mitzvah midrabban? And that was the challenge of the Rambam. So the Bahag might come back and say, I think Halel is actually a deraisa. Whoever said the Bahag thinks it's derabban. But it's clear from the Rambam that he holds that the mitzvah of Halel is only a mitzvah midirabana. Others say that halal, in fact, is a mitzvah deraisa. If you saw the Shiltos says that chayiv a person when it comes to Chanukah, he says a chayiv a person beinna de misrachshei lehonisa. A person has to say halal beinna. What does beinna mean? The moment a person experiences a nes, he has to react with saying a halal. So the Netziv here in the Hamik Shela, he has a whole discussion here. He ends up saying there's two dinim. Right? According to the Rambam, there's a halal is only mitzvah midirabanan. According to others, halal is only a mitzvah, halal is a mitzvah deraisa. What's the Netziv's pshat? What does he think is pshat? And remember what he holds? The Netziv. Right? The Rambam holds that the halal is a mitzvah midirabanan. Others hold that halal is a mitzvah deraisa. The Netziv says actually two dinim. Yeah, but it depends. They're both. Depends on what the circumstances are.
If it was at the time that you experienced the miracle, the Araisa, if it's a generations to kind of memorialize the Darabana.
Exactly. So that's what the Shilta says. Be'inna, if you are experiencing, if you are there present during the Nes, so then that would be considered Daraisa. If it's to memorialize it, if it's to the reaction, if it's later on instituted by Chachamim, that would only be a mitzvah midrabanan. And he explains very nicely, that's pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, when the Chashmonaim beat the Yavanim and the Nes of the Shemen, it says, I forget exactly the Lashon, but it wasn't until the next year did the Chachamim institute that we should say Halel every single day. Why didn't they institute it the first time when they experienced the Nes Shemen? So says the Netziv, that's the point. They actually did say, they said halal then. That was a nes that was experienced by the entire tzibur. They did say halal. It wasn't a takana that you have to say it. They said it because it was spontaneous. That was a reaction. That is a reaction a person should have when experiencing a nes at a communal level. So they said it at the time of the story of Chanukah as a halal midiraisa. It wasn't only till afterwards did they institute halal to say, to remember what happened as a mitzvah midirabanan. So we see already in the Tziv this concept of saying Halel b'shas ha-nes. During the experience of a nes, one is supposed to say Halel, and that would be a deraisa level. So now if we move to the Rambam, famously writes, based on the Gemara, when it comes to Leil Pesach, a person is supposed to chai b'chol dover dor chai v'adam laharos et atzmo ki'ilu hu b'atzmo yotza ata mishiva mitzrayim. Right, the Gemara says in Psachim simply Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim, as if you experienced it. The Rambam adds in a couple of words which they point out, Kilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yatza Ata. He says you really have to experience as if you're walking out of Egypt right now, as you're going through the story of Halel, the story of the Haggadah, experience it right now. So if you're experiencing right now, So that's the idea, that Leil Seder, we're supposed to experience the Nes at this very moment. So the Brisker Rav has a beautiful pshat on this, based on this concept. He had a very basic question in understanding the Nusach of a Hallel. It says, first, Nomer Lefan of Shir Chadasha, but then it says, No Delecha Shir Chadash. So is a Shira, is it a Chadasha, a Lashon Nekeva, or is Shira a Chadash, a Lashon of Zachar? And already the Tosas Msachim picks up on this, and he says there's a distinction. Normally, Shira, a song, is a Lashon of Nekeva, except for a song that's about a future experience, that's Lashon Zachar. And the explanation is because in a Nekeva, who has Tsar Leda, who experiences all the pain of what had happened in the past, so then it's that type of song of the past, even though it's a celebration, there is some pain involved in that, that's a Lashon of Nekeva. But with the future, the final redemption is going to be where there's no other Tsar. No other Tsar. It's going to be the final redemption. All Tsar is going to be removed from this world. No Tsar Leda, no Tsar anything. So that's considered a Lashon of Zachar, where there is no pain. So again, by a Shira in the past, a past experience is a Lashon Nekeva, because there's always going to be Tsar after that fact. But the final redemption is going to be all good without any Tsar at all. That's a Lashon of Zachar, who of course doesn't experience any labor pains. So he says, that's why it says initially in the Haggadah, Shira Chadasha, we're praising, we're singing to Hashem in the past, all the redemptions we had, but we're praying for in the future, the final Shira Chadash, that's going to have no Tsar after the fact. So that's how he explains Shira Chadasha versus Shira Chadash. So with this, he explains also the Lashon of, should be V'nemar, or should be V'nomar. So he says, it has to be v'nemar, because nemar is a past tense. Nomar is we will say, v'nemar is in the past tense. So since we're saying Shira Chadash is about a past experience, it should be v'nemar lefanav Shira Chadasha. It should be we're saying about the Shira that we sang in the past, that's the Lashon of Avar. But the Brisker Rav says, I could explain even v'nomar, you could say v'nomar Shira Chadasha, that could be explained as well. How so? So he says, since we say Lefikach Anachnu Chayvim Lados LeHalal Shaveach LeShaveach, we're supposed to thank Hashem and praise Hashem B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayv Adam LeRos HaTatzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim, that a person has to experience Leil Seder as if he's walking out of Mitzrayim, and therefore he has to thank Hashem for all the goodness HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So it's actually as if he's walking out right now. It's no longer viewed as a past Shira. It's actually being viewed as a current Shira, as a Hallel, as a praise that we're saying right now, because we're actually right now at the Seder, we're actually walking out of Mitzrayim. That's what's supposed to be. So he says there are two types of Hallels, as we already discussed. There's a Hallel that we have to say as a Chiv, because the Chachamim instituted, but there's another Hallel we say because of a Shira, because we sing the Hallel, because we're actually experiencing it. It's more of a spontaneous type of Hallel. So in light of this, he says the Hallel El Seder is a whole new type of Hallel where it's on the Nes that we're experiencing currently as we're walking out of Mitzrayim. And therefore it's very appropriate to say V'nomar. Because V'nemar is going on a previous Shira, but V'nemar is on the past tense. V'nomar also goes on a current experience. So in the end of the day, Brisker Rav teaches everything as follows. That Shira Chadasha is talking about either a past or even a current geula. Not the future one. The future one is a Shir Chadash. That's the final redemption. That's a Shir Chadash. That's a Zachar. There's not going to be any pains after the future generation, the future redemption. But right now, says the Brisker Rav, we're not even talking about a historical experience. We're talking about a current experience. That since we hold that Kilu Yotza Atta Mimitzrayim, that we're supposed to experience as if we're walking out of the borders of Mitzrayim right now. Mm-hmm. So then we could say V'nomar, you could say V'nomar on the current Geula, and we could say Shir Chadash on the current Geula, and that's what's being experienced. This is a Hallel of a Shira. Not a Hallel that we're required to say, to remember, but it's because we're experiencing this Geula, we're saying the Hallel of right now. So this is now another source how we know Hallel El Seder is unique. First, we saw the Netziv that said not only is it unique, but Hallel during the Shas of a Nes is actually a Deraisa, as opposed to a Derabanan. And now the Brisker Rav is telling us that's how you would explain some of the grammar that's being said in the Seder Haggadah, because right now we're experiencing the Gula. So there are a couple nafkaminas between Hallel El Seder and Hallel during the rest of the year. So the first one here is whether you say Laila or Yom. We saw in the Mishnah in Megillah Chaf Amibes that Hallel can only be said by Yom. Hallel has to be said by Yom. So that raised the question, how come we could say it at nighttime in the Leil Seder? So according to the Meiri, it makes sense because he says the whole saying of Hallel at the Seder is not a requirement. There's no Chiv, there's no Mitzvah. But if you assume the way the Brisker Rav and the Tziv are saying, that even Hallel B'Leil Seder in fact is a Mitzvah, so how could you get away with saying a Balayla? The Gemara in Megillah says, Mimizvach Shemesh Ad Mavo, we have to say Dafka Bayom, only when the sun rises, before the sun sets. How could we say it Balayla? So the Chassam Sofer says that requirement to say Hallel Bayom only applies to a Hallel that the Chachamim make us say, that they're misakin for us to say at B'Torah's Kriya. But says the Chassam Sofer, when it comes to Leil Pesach, which is not a Takana, but it's actually a Shas HaNes, Mamish, we're actually experiencing the Nes at our Seder table, so it's a current Nes, so in that we say, there's no limitation of when you say that, whenever. Wherever a person experiences a nace at a communal level, we have to break out in song and sing Hallel, even if it takes place by Laila. And he brings a pasuk, Shashir Yelachem Kilel Hiskadesh Chag, that the song of Hallel should be said even at nighttime. So that's one nafkamina of a spontaneous Hallel versus a Hallel that we are enforced to say. If it's a Hallel that we are forced to being to say, that can only be said by Yom. That's the limitation. A Hallel that we're saying because we're experiencing it, because it's a spontaneous song, we're breaking out, that can be said day, night, whenever we're experiencing the Nes, that warrants a separate Hallel. A second afkamina is the involvement of women. The Mishnah says in the Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, Misha haya eved o isha katan makrinoso, one acharei masha hein omer. Let's say a wife, a child, an eved, saying Hallel, and you could repeat word after word. Let's say you don't understand, you don't know how to say Hallel, you don't know how to say something. So, and your wife knows how to. So let your wife say the word, and you repeat word after word to be yotzei the reading of Hallel. Now, Toso says it sounds like from the, and the Mishnah goes on to say, v'tavo lo meira, a person who actually is yotzei Hallel through this way, such a person should be cursed, because this is not ideal. For a person to have to hear his wife repeat Hallel for him because he doesn't know how to, that's not a very nice thing. Now, sometimes, obviously, people are not, it's not their fault. A person didn't grow up knowing how to read Hebrew, let's say. It's not their fault. We're talking about a different situation that I guess maybe the person does know how to read Hebrew, but he's letting his wife say it for him anyways and be motzi him almost. So the Mishnah is not very fond of such a person who's repeating word for word after his wife. So Tosas points out that from this Mishnah, it seems to indicate that a woman is pater from Hallel on Sukkis and Shavuos. Because if she was chayiv, so she's allowed to be motzei her husband. There's no big deal. What's the big deal if the wife is saying it for the husband? The fact that the Mishnah frowns upon such a person tells us that, why is the Mishnah frowning upon a person? Because the women are not really chayiv in Hallel. She could say it, but she doesn't have to say it. It's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. And whenever there's a time-bound mitzvah, women are pater. They're allowed to if they want. They can if they choose to. They could say, they could do the mitzvah. If they want, they could sit in the sukkah. If they want, they could shake the lulav. If they want, they could say hal, but they don't have to. We know there's a machlokas in general when it comes to Ashkenazim and Sfardim, whether a woman's allowed to say a bracha or a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Everyone here, I think, in the room is Ashkenazi, so any wife or daughter who does the lulav or sukkah would say the bracha. But when it comes to Svardim, they paskin actually that women do not say a bracha on a mitzvah asei shezman grama. They do not. So that's all when it comes to mitzvah asei shezman grama, that women are not chayv and halal, so that's why they shouldn't be motzi men. But the Tosis points out, but afo gav debile halal lel pesach, it sounds like women are chayv in halal lel pesach. How does the Tosis know that women are obligated in halal Leil Pesach, but he's making a couple of jumps here. When does the Gemara apply the din of Af Hein Ayu Ba'Osa Anes? Which mitzvah does the Gemara apply to in Pesach? No, it's not the Haggadah. Dalkosos. Dalkosos, the lach is that women are chayiv in dalkosos because af hein hayu be'osanes. Now the Gemara never says that with respect to challah. But Tosfos assumes here that they're intertwined. The dalkosos and challah are very much intertwined with each other. So this gets into a whole other Brisker Rav, just going off topic a little bit. The Brisker Rav talks about whether or not dalkosos is a separate mitzvah, and we just disperse it throughout the halal seder, through the seder rather, or is dalkosos part of that particular mitzvah, meaning what? We say one kos is on Kiddush, one kos is in the Haggadah, one kos is on halal, one kos is on benching. So the way it's broken up, he thinks that dalkosos might not be a separate mitzvah, but it's actually part and parcel of each particular mitzvah. So dalkosos is part of the Haggadah, it's attached to the Haggadah. It's part of halal. So the Tosfos assumes that dalkosos is not a separate mitzvah. He assumes that dalkosos is a part and parcel of each particular mitzvah, the way it's broken up. So now we'll follow this jump here. So once we assume that women are chayv in dalkosos because of af hein hayu b'osanes, and the Tosfos also assumes that each kos is part of that mitzvah, so since one of the kosos is part of halal, it's intertwined with halal. So once a woman's chayv in dalkosos, mimela the chayv to say halal as well, because you cannot separate the dalkosos from halal, you can't separate it from benching, you can't separate it from the Haggadah. They're all intertwined. So women are chayv in all the mitzvahs belaila at the Seder. So now he has a question. So now it turns out that women would be chayv to be saying halal el Seder. So why is that different? When it comes, the Mishnah says, normally if a husband repeats word for word from his wife at Halel, Tavo lo Meira, we look down upon such a person. Because Halel, she's not Chayvin, and he is Chayvin. But when it comes to Lel Pesach, it seems to indicate that women are Chayv on a Deraisa level in Halel, because the Dalkosos is intertwined with the Halel on all the other mitzvahs. So what does Tosfos respond? Shiny Halel, the Pesach de al hanes ba vav hein ayu bosanes aval kan lo al hanes amur. So the halal we say sukkis and that teres is not based on a nes, it's based on other types of things, the simchas that we experience. There's no nes on Shavuos. We've received the Torah, that's not viewed as a nes. We're celebrating the receiving of the Torah Shavuos. We say it because of the simcha, but not because of a nes that takes place on Shavuos or a nes that takes place on sukkis. Halal at the Seder is because of a nes that took place. So since the women are af hein ayu b'osanes, even though in general women are putter from a typical halal, Leil Seder, that type of halal is unique. That's another nafkamina between halal b'leil Seder versus halal the rest of the year, because it comes about because of a nes. So what's the big question then? So that means anytime a halal comes because of a nes, women should be chayvin. That's what we're coming, that's the yesod. Halal that's based on a nes, women should be chayvin. So what's another halal we say because of a nes? It's not Pesach, it's very good, Chanukah, exactly. So look what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, number 12. This is Hilchos Chanukah. The way Rambam places Megillah and Chanukah, he lumps them, it's number 12. He lumps them together in Megillah and Chanukah, but really the first two prakim is Megillah, and the last two prakim, Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, is Chanukah. So in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah and Sukkah, and he says, "Im haya hamakre es ha-halel katan o eved o isha o nacharem." The husband could repeat after his wife, "Mashehin omrim mila mila b'chol halel." So, and this is that Mishnah, and he's not very fond of this either. So, how come that's being the case here? How come he allows this? One second here. Okay. So how come the Rambam's quoting this Mishnah? He doesn't mention the line that, now that I'm looking at this, he doesn't mention the line of Tavo Meira Aleim, he doesn't mention that. But I saw this question in Rav Sachs, that if it's really true that Halal b'Hilchos b'Leil Chanukah, rather, Halal b'Chanukah is based on a nes, so women should have the same exact chiv as men. Right? The Tosfos writes that the difference is, if a Halal comes about because of a takana, women are not chayv. If it's a Halal that comes about because of a nes, women are chayiv. So Chanukah, which is also about anes, women should be just as chayiv as men are. So how come he wanted to know that the Rambam said we don't like that the husband repeats word for word from the wife? Now, I'm not seeing that here in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say this is completely okay, though, so I don't see the kasha anymore. But I guess this would be more consistent. This would be a proof that even though in general we look down upon a person who repeats word for word, when it comes to a challah based in an ace, such as Leil Seder, and also Chanukah, we would allow them to say it because it is based on an ace. And the idea is that, again, Rav Sacks wanted to develop, I guess I must be missing a point here, Rav Sacks wanted to say that Pesach is different than the challah of Chanukah. Challah of Chanukah, albeit it's based on an ace, but it's remembering an ace. Leil Seder is experiencing an ace, and that's the difference. Experiencing an ace, women are chai because afhen ayubos an ace. As opposed to even remembering an ace, it's not the same, it's not exactly the same level, remembering an ace. So he wanted to say that although women are chayiv in the challah of Leil Seder because experiencing an ace, they're not chayiv in the Chanukah, which is only remembering the ace. But now again, as I'm seeing the Rambam, I don't see that being so clear here. Either way, we see a different distinction to how a halal, the Leil Seder, is unique because it's experiencing a nace. So let's finish off with the Gra now. The Gra says that we're going to bring it back full circle to explain the initial question we started off with. The Gra writes here in his Perush on the Haggadah, he says that in general, it's a very interesting point, in general, the Lashon of Zachar is daytime, and Lashon of Laila is Nekeva. And one of the great proofs for this, he doesn't mention this, is when we say in davening on Shabbos, we say Vinuchu va at nighttime, Vinuchu va daytime, and Vinuchu vam mincha. Vinuchu va at nighttime is nekeva. Vinuchu va during the daytime is the zachar, and Vinuchu va mincha time they all come together. This is fine. There's a lot more proofs and ideas behind this. It also depends if the Ramah makes a reference to which challah you cup, the bottom challah versus the top challah. So the Ramah writes in the Friday night which challah you're supposed to cut. The bottom challah, because it's nekeva, and in the daytime you cut the top challah because that's a representation of the zachar, the male. So that's in general how it goes. So now he has the following question. So Laila is a lashon nekeva. Laila is a nighttime. Nighttime's always nekeva. So when we say manashana halaila, it should be manashana halaila hazos. Hazos is nekeva. It shouldn't say halaila hazeh. That doesn't go well with each other. Laila hazos. So that's the question that he has. And the answer that the Gra provides is that something's unique at the Leil Seder, which is what? When do we normally do mitzvahs? All mitzvahs are done, most mitzvahs are done by Yom. And sometimes Bayom can also be done by Laila. But Bayom is certainly the time that where most mitzvahs are being performed during the daytime. Tefillin is Bayom, Tzitzis is Bayom. Most mitzvahs are done Bayom. But Leil Seder, everything's the opposite. We only have the mitzvahs by Laila, but we don't do any of the mitzvahs Bayom. Everything seems to be backwards, asks the Gra. So the Gra is Mechadesh, that Leil Seder is unique, that the nighttime turns to the daytime. It has a din of a Yom. That's why we say Laila Hazeh. This night is a zeh. This night is a din of a yom. It's a din of all the mitzvahs that we're accomplishing. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs taking place at nighttime. So I think the idea might be connecting all of this together, that since Hallel, Bilel Seder, is experiencing the nes, and they left Mitzrayim, there were really two stages of the Gulas Mitzrayim. There's one when they, at nighttime, when they were freed of any slavery, but they didn't actually walk out until Bayom, until the daytime. There's that chilek that you find. The Brisker Rav talks about this a lot. So it's very possible that what the Gra is trying to tell us is that night of Leil Seder, we're celebrating the daytime redemption. We're supposed to be Kilu Yatza Atami Mitzrayim, as if we're walking out right now, Bayom. So the whole night turns into a day, becomes a Yom, and we're experiencing the Nes as we did during Gulas Mitzrayim. So now once Hallel at Seder is really a daytime hallel, there is no questions to start off with. Remember, what was our question? We wanted to know, the Mishnah said, hallel could be said all day, kol hayom. So Rashash said, but we have a hallel b'leil Seder. How come that wasn't mentioned at nighttime? The Mishnah should have said, every hallel is said by yom. Hallel l'el Pesach is said b'leila. Why was that missed off the list? So the Rashash says, look at the Gra. So after developing this whole idea, the Gra tells us the answer. The answer is because even Hallel Leil Seder is actually a Hallel Bayom. It's a din of a daytime Hallel. And it actually was included. When the Mishnah said, every Hallel is said Bayom, Halal Seder is also a din of Hayom type of halal. And that would explain the reason why it was left off the list, because again, Halal Seder is actually a halal of the daytime, of the experience of the Gulas Mitzrayim, Kilu Yotza Ata Mitzrayim, as if we're walking away and having a more of a spontaneous type of song, spontaneous type of halal with all the various nafkaminas. I'll just finish. There are other nafkaminas I just mentioned quickly. That's why Rav Zsolti says there's no bracha on the halal b'lel seder, because you don't say bracha when you have to do something. When it's a spontaneous song, you don't say, oh, wait a second, let me just get myself all ready here and say the bracha. You don't do that when it's spontaneous. And that's also why halal b'lel seder, we have it broken up. We don't say all together, we break it up, says Rav Zsolti, because we're kind of having experience of walking through the whole story of the Haggadah. We want to break it up with how we experience this part of halal, that part of halal. And there are many other nafkaminas that he speaks of. Could you say halal any language? So the halacha is, normally by halal, you could only say it in Hebrew. But halal, Lel Seder, you could say it in any language. Why any language? Because however you could appreciate, however you could express your thanks to Hashem that you're experiencing this nes right now, that's how you should express it, even b'chol Hashem. So Mirz Hashem, next week, we're going to move on to the next sugya. There's a toast in the bottom of Chafam Nebezir that talks